WTAW News time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Before the end of the summer, the first phase of the Boonville Heritage Park will be completed. Brazos County Commissioners recently approved a resolution of support for a flag plaza that will display the six flags of Texas. Mervin Peters of the William Joel Bryan Chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas says the flagpole should be delivered by July 15th. The first phase also includes a small amphitheater called a council ring.
It'll seat about 67th grade age students. And of course, the adults could sit there as well if there was a group.
Also on the site, which is in front of the Boonville Cemetery, is an authentic replica of a twin sister cannon that was used in the Battle of San Jacinto, which led to Texas gaining its independence from Mexico. A pavilion will be built for the cannon in the style of the cabin that's on the grounds, which was built in 1856. The life of Aggie John David Crow was celebrated at Reed Arena yesterday.
The host of the program, Will Johnson of 12th Man Production, summarized his interviews and observations of Texas A&M's first Heisman Trophy winner who died last week.
So often people of John David Crow's stature put their fame first. He chose faith, family, and friends. And that's what made John David Crow a success in life.
Lynn Hickey, who Crow recruited as women's head basketball coach and assistant athletic director, said it was God's plan for Jackie Sherrill to bring Crow back as an administrator who would become a champion for women's athletics.
But honestly, who better to help this culture change? Someone every Aggie respected, someone that everyone would listen to, and someone who would stand his ground.
You can hear the entire program on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Abbott has signed legislation that increases penalties for nursing homes. Senate Bill 304 was written by Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner.
Has to do with nursing homes that are not maintaining the standard that they need to and are putting those seniors, our parents and grandparents that are residing in nursing homes, at risk of abuse and neglect.
It was nicknamed a three strikes bill because the state will automatically revoke nursing home licenses after three significant violations over a period of 24 months. There's opposition among Republicans in Congress about whether to continue a federal bank for American industry doing business overseas that are unable to get financing from the private sector. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan supported the Export-Import Bank until officials refused to implement mandated reforms. He cites his examples.
You've got dozens of folks that have been indicted for bad behavior. You've had $250 million of fines that have been levied. You've got decades of jail time that these folks are exposed to. And I just don't think it's fixable.
Flores says EXIM, whose charter ends next Tuesday, is not needed if Congress reforms other areas related to foreign trade. Pink Alliance, the Brazos Valley's advocate for breast health and cancer support, is hosting their 13th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon this fall.
Last night, Pink Alliance held a special reception to announce this year's Surviving and Thriving guest speaker.
We announce that Joan London is coming to Bryan College Station on Thursday, October the 8th, 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton Conference Center. We are so excited.
Patricia Gerling, Pink Alliance president, says award-winning journalist and motivational speaker Joan London has used her own breast cancer diagnosis as an opportunity to help others over the last year. For sponsorship information and reservations to this year's luncheon, visit survivingandthriving.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time is 7:09. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
For over 33 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 14 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 33 years.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers healthcare built around you. Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our 5 clinic locations to our hours and services, that's healthcare designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
Well, are you enjoying your new channel assignments that you've got? If you got your little converter box, if you needed to get one of those, now you're seeing stations in high def you couldn't before with Suddenlink. If you don't have Suddenlink, well, you're missing out on that and a whole lot more, really. You know, if you want to find out, for instance, how slow your internet connection is, it's pretty easy. You just type in speedtest.suddenlink.com. Do that and see what that itty-bitty number is and understand that Suddenlink offers the fastest speeds in the area with speeds up to 150 megs. So you can download files in a flash of an eye. It's just not a problem at all. You can upload videos and social media stuff, too, and you can stream HD movies so fast that you actually forget that you're streaming. Then there's always the video on demand. With a new month coming up next week, then that means a whole bunch of new movies will be out there and available for you. And, of course, with video on demand, they have television shows, thousands and thousands of them for you to choose from so that you can watch shows when you want to. So take the speed test challenge, see how slow your connection is, and remember that you can get broadband internet for a price that starts at $35 a month with no contract. Switch to Suddenlink today. Go to suddenlink.com and see the entire Suddenlink story. You can stop by the store if you want to at 4114 East 29th Street.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Abundant sunshine for the area. There's the threat of isolated thunderstorms later this afternoon. It's going to be warm, 90 to 95 today. Clear weather tonight, 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow, so is the threat of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Friday, more sunshine, rather warm. Temperatures ranging from 90 to 95 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll talk sports here in just a bit with the Rangers, Stros, and Bombers all playing yesterday. And a pair of A&M athletes are actually up for the highest award within the top 10 semifinalists anyway for one of the top awards in track and field. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
There you go. It's 7:14 right now to sound a conciliatory note as we begin the show. The president stressed religious tolerance last night during an iftar dinner to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Ramadan. He said, here in America, many people personally do not know someone who is Muslim. They mostly hear about Muslims in the news, and that can obviously lead to a very distorted impression, end quote. That's the president. All right, moving on. The creator of Pink Flamingos passed away. Donald Featherstone died Monday in an elder care facility in Massachusetts. He was 79. Yesterday was Pink Flamingo Day.
I was going to ask.
Now, he passed on Monday, but I guess they didn't want to mention that yesterday being Pink Flamingo Day, so they waited until today. He created the flamingo in 1957 for a plastics company called Union Products, modeling it after a bird he saw in National Geographic. Millions of birds have been sold. He worked for Union for 43 years, inventing hundreds of plastic products that time and rising to the position of president before his retirement in 1999. Wonder what else he made. I mean, we know about the pink flamingos, but obviously did other things as well.
That's one of those, if you go in to make that pitch, you want to make a what? A pink flamingo.
Yeah.
And you're going to put it in your yard?
And people will do that?
Really? No, yeah. I'm not giving you money for that.
They'll do that? They won't do that. They won't put those right there. But anyway, there you are. There's a million ways to make money.
For now.
If you're not into women's soccer or major golf tournaments or Major League Baseball, it's tough to find things to do in sports, right? Well, we're 2 days away from the 27th annual Ugliest Dog Contest.
Woohoo!
That'll be happening on the 26th. Set to take place at the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, California. Competition celebrates the spirit and imperfections that make all dogs lovable and adoptable. Dog named Peanut won last year. So just letting you know. So that. Here's a shock. Holy Donuts, H-O-L-E-Y, Holy Donuts, in New York City's West Village has gone bankrupt after just a year. Reason is they sold nothing but low-calorie donuts.
What?
What in the world would a low-calorie donut taste like? I mean,
cardboard is what it would taste like.
In what world would that be something that would be really viable?
Again, pitch meeting in the bank for the loan. Yeah, you want to do what?
Yeah, let's hear the pitch meeting on that then, because people really like donuts. It's just a matter of they know that they can't really eat the donuts that taste good, so we're going to sell help. Like what, wheat flour? Is that what you do?
Don't go messing with something like that.
Yeah,
that's like trying to tell me turkey bacon's bacon.
Yeah.
It tastes good, but it ain't bacon.
I don't believe I've ever had any turkey bacon.
It tastes good.
It's fine.
It's like Boca Burgers.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's a hamburger. Tastes good.
It's fine.
But it ain't a hamburger.
It's fine?
It's okay. It's exceedingly reasonable.
Yeah, but... In no way, shape, or form do you talk about bacon with the word fine. Hello?
Yeah, exactly. What would a low-calorie donut taste like? Cauliflower.
Yeah, you're right.
Why is this donut crunchy? Yeah. All right, 7:18. Here's a shock. The headline says, men think they're better at math than they are. Should we just change that to men think they're better at fill in the blank than they are? In education and private industry, science and math fields are dominated by men. One of the factors in creating such a disparity, a new study suggests, might be male overconfidence. Ah, okay. Researchers at Washington State University say that men consistently overestimate their mathematic abilities, while women more humbly and therefore accurately rate their aptitudes. Men aren't better at math, scientists say. They just think they are. According to middle and high school testing results, young men are more able mathematicians and young women are more able scientists and mathematicians. Who was the guy over in Great Britain who had to retire?
Oh, yeah.
After his comments, was that last week, about how girls can't do math?
Had to give up his Nobel Prize. His wife got fired. And then it turns out female researchers tend to agree with him.
Oops.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, you want to tell the whole story. Oh, you want to do the entire story.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah, the headline's so much better.
I shouldn't paint with such a broad brush. Well, a female researcher wrote a piece saying, okay. Yeah, I agree, he's right.
Well, just did him. Best sales manager I ever had when I was selling advertising was a woman. I was smart enough to shut up and sit down and listen to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put your male ego aside and listen because, you know, they just may have better ideas. And, you know, quite often that can be the case.
Well, I just suck at math.
I was going to say, my first major change came because I was quite aware of how bad I was at math.
I guess that's the first
thing. I wasn't fooling
myself. First, you must understand you have a problem.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family owned for 5 generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
722, News Talk 1620, WTAW. As we grow older, we realize that it's not so good to react quickly because sometimes we overreact. Okay. Yeah, that time.
Shut up!
Yeah. And then there was that time.
Shut up!
And you'll never forget this. All right. Now, but another way that we express ourselves that way sometimes is we just fire off an email, right? And then after you have hit the send button.
No!
What have I done?
Exactly. Well, in what may have been the longest beta period ever, Google has finally graduated its Gmail undo send option from the labs into a permanent spot. When you enable your undo send, you're able to unsend an email up to 10 seconds after you hit the send button.
Oh, I heard 5 to 30 seconds.
Well, I saw 30 seconds as well originally.
I think you can set it.
Okay. Gmail just delays sending briefly, so you have a moment in case you change your mind. So we'll see. It's been there since March of 2009 in the labs. Now, you do have to go into your settings, you know, go look it up, but it's in your settings.
You have to
options.
Do real work.
You do. But, once again, if it feels, you know, if it's cathartic for you to write that thing and then delete it, then you're good. But if somehow, some way you decide to be moved to hit send, by making the adjustment now in your settings, you'll be able to do that. Okay. Unsend. Okay, here's your latest Facebook thing. Facebook working on facial recognition technology that can identify someone even if their face isn't in the photo. How does that work? How does that work?
My guess is body type, shape.
Okay. The tech recognizes people in photos using distinguishing features other than their face, like that place where the dog bit your ear off.
Mm-hmm.
To test the algorithm, Facebook scanned more than 40,000 public photos from Flickr with faces in the frame or out of it, and eventually they achieved an 83% accuracy using the software. It looked at attributes like hair, or lack of it, clothing, body type, all those things to determine who is in the photo. Their algorithm only is in the test phase right now, and as long as it's not like the Gmail thing, we'll see it within 5 years. Right? Just saying. In the next half hour, the Walmart CEO has revealed how the company will eliminate the worst part of shopping in their store. And have you ever wanted to buy stuff that you see in the movie theater or in a movie? Like somebody's wearing something that you like? Well, now there may be a way for you to be able to do that, too, with a click on your computer.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use it to get loans or drain accounts. That's why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Join LifeLock right now, and you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15 today. That's 15 today to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount. Act now. This offer ends June 30th. Call 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106.
Good morning, 726. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. High today about 92 or 93. Heat index, though, will be over 100. Simply because we've got so much humidity out there. 76 for our low tonight, and the temperatures will slowly climb. We will have a 20 or 30% chance of maybe a pop-up shower like we had yesterday and down in the southern part of the county. And then as we get on to Saturday and Sunday, maybe a 30 or 40% chance of showers. But the highs still will be in the middle 90s, and low temperatures will be in the middle 70s. And right now we have 74.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555. Or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
I doubt that you remember, but in April I told you about a pending Supreme Court case that puts the property rights debate in a nutshell. A Depression-era law forced raisin farmers to turn over part of their annual harvest to a federal raisin committee. To control the market, the government would then give away or sell the raisins without compensating the farmers who grew them. Now, raisin farmers Marvin and Laura Horn were forced to turn over almost half of their harvest in 2002, and a third of their harvest the following year. And they got fed up, and they stopped participating in the government program. Well, soon, the government trucks were sent to their farm to seize all of their raisins, and they again refused to comply. So the Fed socked them with a massive fine and seizure order, the equivalent of 4 years' worth of production. So the Horns sued the Agriculture Department, claiming the program that took their raisins caused poverty and made them indentured servants. Well, this week, the Supreme Court ruled for them. The court found the federal government had no right to seize their raisins, which were their private property. Chief Justice Roberts wrote, "The Horns should simply be relieved of the obligation to pay the fine and associated civil penalty they were assessed when they resisted the government's effort to take their raisins." This took 11 years, folks. The Horns lost every single court case on the way to the Supreme Court. But finally, the right thing was done. Bottom line, the Horns not only have raisins, they have onions, too.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-214-1432. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-214-1432. 800-214-1432.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Four speakers represented thousands worldwide in celebrating the life of Aggie John David Crow.
We are from Texas AMC.
The singing cadets also participated in the memorial that included comments from R.C. Slocum, who talked about Crow's honesty, his toughness, his humility, and his loyalty.
I have to admit, I didn't always like what he had to say. There was never any doubt about where he stood. If it was the truth, or that what he was saying was in my best interest. In a world where it's hard to get a straight answer, and we often try to figure out what a person really means, it was refreshing to deal with John David Crow. If he told you something, you could go to the bank with it.
A close family friend and a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Phil Adams O'Brien, recalled what Crow said about his alma mater after following Bear Bryant to Alabama as an assistant coach.
He said, I tell everybody that A&M is my true love. I want us to win everything. Alabama's a close second because of Coach Bryant. Because our son played at Alabama.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can hear yesterday's program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two notable construction projects will reach milestones this afternoon. Topping off ceremonies, which celebrate the last piece of steel to be installed, takes place at Kyle Field's new West Side and the St. Joseph Regional Health Center's new $23 million trauma unit. You're invited to the hospital's program today at 2 p.m. The front of the Boonville Cemetery in Bryan, located on the original Brazos County seat, continues to be transformed into an historical park. Sponsored by the William Joel Bryan chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas, Vice President Mervin Peters says the first phase of Boonville Heritage Park is expected to be completed by the end of July.
At this point, we've raised right at $300,000, and whether it be financial help or professional expertise or just family heirlooms that they were looking for a home for, there's quite a bit of support and quite a bit of generosity.
Earlier this month, the Brazos County Commission unanimously adopted a resolution supporting the placement of the flags in the Six Flag Plaza, which can be seen by passing motorists along with the restored cabin that was built in 1856. The first phase also includes a replica of a twin sister's cannon, which was used in the Battle of San Jacinto that led to Texas becoming a republic, and a pavilion for the cannon. The Brazos Valley's advocate for breast health and cancer support, Pink Alliance, held a speaker reveal reception last night to announce their 13th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon's celebrity guest speaker.
Of Surviving and Thriving,
Joan London, best-selling author and award-winning journalist, is coming to Bryan College Station on Thursday, October 8th for Pink Alliance's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. President Patricia Gerling says London was diagnosed with breast cancer 1 year ago.
And as a result of her triumph and her journey, she has taken the role as an advocate for women's health and nutrition.
Gerling says luncheon reservations and sponsorship opportunities are still available but limited. Visit survivingandthriving.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
$2.25 in change was all a College Station man got after entering a woman's truck Monday afternoon. According to the arrest report from a College Station policeman, he was driving on Park Place between Montclair and Highlands when he saw 18-year-old DeMichael Henson opening the glove box and picking up the coins and paperwork. The money was returned to the victim. Alarms going off at a Bryan business at 1:30 in the morning on Sunday led five police officers to investigate a burglary. Two arrests were made following a foot chase from Polaris Fun Center. 17-year-old Taylor Williams and a 15-year-old are accused of trying to steal several ATVs. There's a new three strikes law in Texas. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner wrote Senate Bill 304, which increases penalties for nursing homes. Schwertner chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee.
And one of my biggest concerns was protecting the innocent from abuse and neglect. And that's whether or not they're in nursing homes or in our CPS system or those that have intellectual or developmental disabilities.
The new law takes effect September 1st. There's division among Republicans in Congress about the future of the Export-Import Bank, which the New York Times called the lender of last resort for American exporters and their foreign customers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who once supported the bank, is now opposed to renewing its charter, which ends next Tuesday. He also says numbers published by the Houston Chronicle that EXIM has allowed 1,500 businesses in Texas to generate $3 billion are inflated.
Well, those numbers come from the EXIM Bank, and the EXIM Bank is about the same as the accounting firms that work for Enron. There's a lot of double counting and triple counting of the economic impact.
Flores says the bank is not needed if there is tax reform, litigation reform, immigration reform, and trade agreements where both sides can compete freely and fairly. We'll speak with Bill Flores here in a few minutes on WTAW. News time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly sunny weather for today. There is the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. High temperatures today up to about 90. Any storms that develop will be isolated. We're clear tonight. Lows will fall back to about 75. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny once again. Chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs up around 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Mixture of clouds and sun Friday with a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
First through third, my changeup is really working. Third through six, through straight band.
And starting pitcher Austin Kearns for the Brazos Valley Bombers getting doused after a big win. They just crushed him yesterday. We got more on that. Also, Stros and Rangers baseball and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. He's got other stuff he needs to be doing right now.
I jumped the gun. I just went.
No, that's okay. We certainly thought that we were going to.
Well, he tweeted out.
Ah, yes.
And that's what I was
going to. Okay, well, that's apparently a last-minute thing, and so we had to move that. So we'll do that in just a little while. So,
does he think he's a congressman?
Yeah, really. It's going to be a little warm today, but you know, it may be safe to go ahead and wash your car. You know, you think about that because you know if your car got grungy.
Oh yeah,
and so while there's a chance of a pop up shower or something like that, being able to wash your car, after you've whether you have people do it for you or you wash it yourself or you do the little vacuum thing yourself, you know, it's a really great feeling to drive out with that beautiful, shiny car or truck or van or whatever it is. But then, up above, unsuspecting, in the sky...
Birdie in the sky?
Yes, and, you know, with that comes, you know, what birds will do as they're flying along, and somehow they find your car... Not only is it gross to look at, it can damage your paint as well. And it's worse here in the summertime. We're talking bird poop.
Birdie, birdie in the sky.
The heat from the sun expands and warms the paint on your vehicle. And when the sun hits the bird poop, then it hardens at the same time that the paint is expanding. Okay, we're good.
That was quite appropriate.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. So when the sun sets, vehicle cools, the paint then contracts and forms itself around the hardened poop, which can be nothing beneficial for the paint job on your car. So here's what you do, is you wipe it off as soon as possible, okay? That's why you carry a handkerchief, guys, right? If it's already hard, then you put a moist cloth over it and let it sit until it softens, then you wipe it off. Because if you try to wipe off the dried bird poop, then you're going to scratch your paint. Okay. It's enough bird poop for today.
Well, I don't know. I had a story when I was a freshman in the Corps, the seniors would send us up ahead of them because we'd go to work out early in the morning, and they sent us up ahead going, hey, birdies, fly away, yeah. So they wouldn't get pooped on.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. All right. Okay, here we go. Just some stuff that you may want to – this is the kind of thing where you just lean against the door frame in the break room and let folks know that you learned something listening to the Infomaniacs this morning. If you open your eyes in a pitch black room, the color that you see is called Igenru. Did you know that? Yes.
Purple.
Okay. Igenru.
Huh?
That's what it's called.
Igenru.
It's spelled Igenru. I'm just letting you know. Or a gin grow. There may be no sound in space, but it does have a distinct smell.
Bacon-ish?
Yes. Bacon, yeah.
I heard it was bacon-ish.
Diesel fumes, okay. Gunpowder, and barbecue.
Oh, barbecue,
okay,
that's
the aroma that is produced by dying stars. Just one of them. Most people think Hydrox ripped off Oreo for their creation. But it was the other way around. Oreos were a knockoff of Hydrox cookies, which came out 4 years earlier. I don't know that they're around anymore. I don't know that you can find them. I see they've got a S'mores Oreo out now. That got pretty good reviews. So, I mean, But that takes all the fun out of it, doesn't it?
I think so.
Well, I guess you could put a S'mores Oreo in the microwave, hit it for 10 seconds, and it's just like you're at a camp.
I just saw something online about fudging that at home. You take the same ingredients. For, you know, you take chocolate and marshmallow and stuff it into a ice cream cone.
Okay.
And nuke it.
Okay. There you go.
That just sounds really good to me.
That would work. The most shoplifted food item in U.S. America is candy. In Europe, it's cheese. And in Latin America, it's meat. Okay. In 2009, a study found that men were interacted with an attractive woman. They became cognitively impaired. Made you stupid. Further studies found that the mere thought of talking about a pretty girl increases a man's likelihood of saying something really, really stupid. So, see, you're not the only one.
How much money was spent for that?
Yeah,
Come on.
You're not the only one. In 2005, executives from Christie's and Sotheby's played a game of rock, paper, scissors to determine who would get to sell a $20 million art collection that included the works of Picasso, Van Gogh, and Cezanne. Christie's scissors beat Sotheby's paper. All right, that's enough. Ooh, we have a Star Trek story, but I'll wait till Mr. Downs is here because he likes that so much. Walmart is testing a revolutionary barcode technology that could eliminate long lines at the checkout register. The technology is called invisible watermarking. It allows scanners to read barcodes from anywhere on the product's packaging. That obviously would speed up the checkout process because employees, or you if you're doing it yourself, I guess, don't have to waste time searching for the barcode on every item they scan. Huh. Eventually, the technology could enable shopping carts to actually read the barcodes as the items are placed inside them, eliminating the need for you to go to the checkout register at all.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool if they can do that. But then again, how do they block you from getting in the cart and running through the store and leaving? You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you know how much you owe, but how do they – ooh, would that be cool? Would they? Could they put, like, some sort of a force field around the doors?
Foing.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, wouldn't that make sense?
His name's Hank.
The Pima Learning Center summer program registration is going on right now. Don't let your child close the books this summer. Make sure they are exercising not only their bodies, but their brains too. Most students lose 3 to 4 levels over the summer without practice. Avoid the summer slide by getting them into one of Athena's reading, math, or STEM camps, and they will be set up for success in the next school year. Call Athena Learning Center at 979-314-9132 or find us online to get more information. Our classes fill up fast. Register today.
Mow the yard, done. Topsoil, spread. Post holes, dug. And it's all done quickly from the comfort of the yellow seat on the John Deere 1023E. It's never been easier. Quick attach implements from John Deere, a ride over mower deck, quick attach loader, and more. Plus, it easily fits in the standard garage. Grab one of these mean machines with a mower deck and loader for as low as $221 a month. Go test them all at the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you. The price is for a limited time only. CPTractor.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you have toddlers, keeping a home neat and tidy can be almost impossible. In fact, for some moms, the task can be so overwhelming they don't even know where to begin. Today, I've got a few practical ideas for those days when just getting started seems to be too much. First, pick one room and set a timer for 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. See how much you can get done in that time. Not only will you accomplish more than you think, but once you get moving, you'll feel a lot more motivated to keep going and tackle other jobs. And that's key because taking the first step is often the hardest part. Once that first domino falls, you're well on your way. Another idea is to think small. Trying to get the whole house clean at once may be more than you can handle, so just clean up one room. Or if you're really feeling overwhelmed, start with a drawer or a closet. It may not sound like much, but those little achievements will give you some momentum which you can apply toward the rest of your house. And if you're a husband who's listening, I would encourage you to jump in and help out. You're probably busy too, but go ahead and take some of that pressure off your wife. I'm sure she'd appreciate the helping hand. And I can promise you this, coming alongside your wife with household chores won't just help you get a cleaner home, it'll improve your marriage. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
749, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just ahead of sports, we will talk to Bill Flores this morning, right now, rather than the next hour. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Good to be on News Talk 1620 again.
Let's talk about what happened last week. We didn't get a chance to chat. And tell me some of the things that that Congress has accomplished in the latter part of the week.
Okay. The first thing that we did was we passed the Intelligence Authorization Act to reauthorize our various intelligence agencies and to authorize the appropriations to fund those. The other thing that we did is we had there was a Democratic resolution to immediately pull our troops out of the Middle East, and that was revoked on a bipartisan basis. We also passed the Trade Priorities and Accountability Act, or TPA. It came over, or we separated it from TIA, Trade Authorization Assistance, Trade Assistance, that was causing some problems for folks. So we separated it, approved it, and then sent it to the Senate, and the Senate will vote on that today. And then we passed the Protect Medical Innovation Act, which is essentially a repeal of the device tax that's inside of Obamacare. That's hurting the ability of our innovators to operate in this country, and they're moving their intellectual property operations overseas. So we voted to repeal that. Last night, we voted to repeal the Obamacare IPAB. Then this week, or the remainder of the week, we've got the Ratepayer Protection Act, which essentially attempts to undo some of the greenhouse gas rules that the EPA is coming up with that are outside of its statutory authority. And then we'll have we'll start working on an appropriations bill to fund the Interior Department related agencies, including the EPA. And we've got some nice cuts in there for the EPA, so they'll know how much the House really doesn't care for them.
Okay. Now let's talk Obamacare. Within the week, maybe this week, maybe early next week, we're going to get a ruling on King versus Burwell, and that means whether the federal government's going to subsidize these state health insurance exchanges that have been created. There are any number of plans out there. You have authored one of them under the Republican Study Committee, but you know, right now they seem to score it as the Ron Johnson plan that will work, simply because your plan, as I remember it, does not necessarily tell us that the subsidies would continue, and we'd have to come up with some sort of a bridge plan if in fact, those subsidies are struck down. Is that correct?
That's correct. Most of us as conservatives in Congress think that there need to be two parts to this discussion. The first part is to for Republicans to develop what the aspirational replacement is, and that is a patient-centered solution that respects federalism, that relies on free markets and competition to drive down health care and also to improve access to health care. That's what the Republican Study Committee plan does. Now, that's where we'll be in probably 2017 after you have a new president, because that's not going to happen under this president. But then the second thing that we have to look at is what is the transition that's built between a King versus Burwell decision that removes the subsidies will ultimately cause the demise of Obamacare, or the quicker demise of Obamacare. How do you deal with the 3 or 4 million families that currently have subsidies that would lose their health care coverage under that scenario? And so there are a variety of plans in place. Ron Johnson has one. The Republican Study Committee is elected to not put forth one, but the critical committee chairs in the House, those being John Klein of the Ed and Water Force Committee, Paul Ryan of the Ways and Means Committee, and Fred Upton of the Energy and Commerce Committee, have come up with an outline or a framework to deal with this. I sort of like the framework because it's a hard off-ramp from Obamacare. It gives those families a chance to adjust to fit the failures of Obamacare, and then to transition away from being trapped into Obamacare. In other words, it would continue some sort of economic assistance similar to the studies, but then it also allows these families to move outside of Obamacare, move off the exchanges. It repeals the individual mandate and the employer mandate so that we can begin to put the final nails in the coffin of Obamacare and provide the off-ramp to go to a new plan probably again in 2017.
Bill Floor is joining us this morning. I'd like to get your thoughts and comments on a couple of things. First of all, new documents released by WikiLeaks finds that the National Security Agency was spying on President Chirac, Nicolas Sarkozy, Francois Hollande. This is supposed to be one of our allies. Do you believe that the National Security Agency should be spying on our allies, quote?
No, of course not. I don't believe they ought to be spying on Americans. Nor should they be spying on any foreign leaders that are friends and allies. And so I think that's what we tried to do in the USA Freedom Act, was to crimp the operations of the NSA to just spy on those people that are foreigners, number one, and two, represent threats to the United States.
Second, obviously, I'd like to get your comments on what happened in Charleston, South Carolina, and where do you think we go with this from a legislative standpoint, in your view?
Well, it's just an awful tragedy, and it's horrible to see that people still have that sort of racist hate inside of them today. We keep hoping that America has moved beyond that bad phase in our history, but every now and then something like this happens, and it just shows that we've got to continue to do all we can to stamp out racism and bias in this country and to move forward. In terms of legislation, I don't know that there's any legislative fix that's going to eliminate racist hate from people's heads. And so we've got to find new ways to, I think we as a society have to find ways to deal with this. But I don't see how legislation is going to cure that.
Certainly.
There's a lot of controversy about the Confederate flag. I mean, the flag didn't kill anybody. But I will say this, the flag represents a phase in our country's history that we'd like to move beyond. And so in my view, I don't think that the Confederate flag ought to be on any sort of a government piece of property over a Capitol building or a state building or anything like that. And I think it's okay to have it in a museum to so that people remember what the country went through. But I don't think that it ought to be used to, as a symbol for a state or anything like that.
Certainly. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
All right. That's not right. We should just do some sports.
Here we go. Okay. Sports time, 7:56. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at sports brought to you by Awards and More. A pair of Aggie athletes have been selected as semifinalists for the Women's Bowerman Award, which is the equivalent of the Heisman Trophy for track and field. It's presented by the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association of America. Aggie junior Shelby Vaughn and sophomore Shamir Little are among the 10 semifinalists. Both Little in the 400 hurdles and Vaughn in the discus successfully defended their NCAA outdoor titles last month. And the story that just would not go away, Deflategate. The attorneys for the New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady said no timetable has been set for the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell to make a decision on Brady's appeal for the 4-game suspension. The appeal was heard yesterday and lasted 10 hours as Brady seeks a reduction of his suspension for the role in the use of underinflated footballs in the AFC Championship game. Brady's attorney felt their side put up a very compelling case, but had no other comment concerning the proceedings. In the College World Series, Virginia knotted things up last night, beating Vandy 3-0. Thomas Woodruff hit a 2-run single in a 3-run sixth to help Vandy tie the series at 1 apiece. Championship game is actually tonight. From NCAA to the majors, where the Stros bats are fuego, the AL West leading Astros have homered in 10 straight games. They lead the majors with 107 home runs and 31 multi-homer games.
Valbuena drives this deep to right field. This ball is hooking, however. Racing into the corner is Calhoun. At the wall, he leaps, flips into the stands, and that ball is gone.
Valbuena homered twice to power the Stros to a 13-3 rout of the Los Angeles Angels yesterday. The Stros stay in L.A. for a late matinee. For